Good afternoon to everyone tuning in. You're listening to Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake at radio.dominican.edu. So first of all, I'm just going to explain to you what my show name is. It's Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake. That's me. It's kind of a weird show name because, well, first of all, I'm just going to explain how I got the nickname in the first place. So Beefcake was bestowed on me by my dear friend Captain Quality. Tune into his radio shows Wednesdays 8 to 9. And we were just one day going back and forth. And I really wanted a nickname. So we were going back and forth, and my name was BK. And then it somehow turned into like BK, have it your way. And then I like Burger King, and I was not having that. So then somehow it got even worse, and it turned into Beefcake. So now I'm here, DJ Beefcake. Show name, Where's the Beef? So basically, I'm going to be talking about all things beefy, worthy of your beef. So worthy of you guys hearing it. I'm going to be talking about things happening at school, things happening on campus, things happening in the world. Basically everything. I'm just going to explain my voice, why it's like this. I don't usually sound like a dying cat, but today, just for you guys, I wanted to give a little extra something special. I am on the Dominican volleyball team, and yesterday we had a game, a very big game against Fresno Pacific, and I screamed my heart out, and so that is why my voice sounds like this, unfortunately. We always scream like this at games because, unfortunately, there's not a lot of us at away games, especially. There's a big crowd of people, and they're all screaming at you. And I'm doing my best to try to compete with them, but they just out-screamed me. And so, yeah. And so yesterday we had a very big game. We played Fresno Pacific. We got all prepared for the game. It was a four-hour bus ride out there. So we had all the way over there to prepare, get mentally focused, review the stats, see what they were doing. We get there, we see what's happening, and we're like, okay, we can compete with these guys. So the game starts. We start off pretty strong. We're very hype on the bench, obviously, as you can tell by my voice yet again. And we just played our hearts out, and we outworked them in the first two games, and we won the first two games. Our third game, however, we were up again. We were up 20-13. At this point, we were basically very confident. We're like, we got this, okay? 20-13, they have 7 points. We got a little too cocky, and we let them catch up, and they took the third game away from us. Their fans were so hype, and they were just getting in our faces. They were calling everybody out. They were saying, serve it to her, serve it. Like, they were yelling our names. They looked up our roster. They just started saying kind of mean stuff at us, but it only fired us up more, to be honest. So then we played the fourth game. It was super close, and they came back again, and we lost, and we were like, what the heck, guys? We were up. And so the fifth game, we got so juiced. I don't know where it came from, but we all just got so hyped, like all 12 of us versus like their whole student section. And we literally just played balls out, and we won the last game. And so thank God we won, because we also came back last night and got back at 1 o'clock, and that was a 4-hour bus ride. So if we had lost, that would have been a very long and painful bus ride. Also, just for a little shout out, we also have a game. Our next game is this Friday and Saturday, and Penguin Radio will be broadcasting those games as well as a soccer game on Friday, and they do a great job broadcasting. So tune in if you know anybody or just want to hear a really good game. This volleyball season, we have a new coach. New coach, new season, new everything. We have a brand new roster. Last season was pretty tough for us. We didn't have the best record, so we struggled a little bit, and we only had 7 players that could actually play, and everybody else got injured or was redshirting, or there was just other conflicts. But this season, we came in with a completely new mindset, and we just knew everything, new coach, new mindset, new players. We have players from all over now, and we have old players coming back, so that was really exciting to see them back. So we are just excited to start off a new season. All right, so to start with, where's the beef? I'm basically be talking about the current news, your current trending news, like on Twitter, on Facebook, basically what you see anywhere. There's this thing on Twitter called What Is Life? Basically where you just, the dumb things that people do or we as college students do, or we're like, what are we actually doing with our life right now? So I'm just going to read you some tweets. I left school to come home and make a waffle today. What is my life? I'm having an emotional breakdown over pineapples. What is my life? I've spent $40+ on orange juice. What is my life? I've lost my voice. What is my life? I've lost my voice screaming so loud at a volleyball game. What is my life come to that I sound like a dying old man? Brad, another thing, Brad and Angelina just broke up. What is life? Yes, you heard it. Brad and Angelina. Bradgelina. The power couple, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, or if you were adopted by them, you call them mom and dad. They just broke up and filed for divorce. I was personally heartbroken over this because I was a big fan of the couple. They had been in the public eye for such a long time, and I just always loved seeing them together and seeing them like on red carpets. It was just so exciting. But unfortunately, Angelina Jolie Pitt has just filed for divorce. From Brad. Yeah, it's basically breaking up one of the most star-studded tabloid headlining like couples like of our generation, of my generation at least. They cited that the divorce was irreconcilable differences this Monday. So unfortunately, Brad and Angelina are no more. And with that, I'm going to leave that with you and take my first break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Where's the beef with DJ Beefcake? Thanks for tuning in.
How are you doing that with your mouth?
This is Penguin Radio.
Guys, we're back at penguinradio.radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake on Tuesdays from 3 to 4, where you can hear all things beefy, anything beefy from current news across the world to current news on campus. I'm going to be here for the next 8 sessions talking about basically current events, current news, anything that you have to and need to know. All right, so I just got word. I was doing some research earlier, and I found that on Pitchfork News that Spotify and Tinder are teaming up to add music to your swipes. And what Spotify is basically a music app that you can pay $7.99 a month to get unlimited songs that Spotify has acquired, so you can get any of your favorite music. You can make different albums, you can make different playlists, you can make different anything. Like, you can organize the music any way you want to, and you can follow other people, see other people's music, you can listen to different remixes. They also have a lot of really cool apps, where like parts of the app where you can go and discover new music that they, like, based on the songs that you have chosen, they'll pick new songs for you. And it's really cool. I remember I was running one day and I like wanted to find something new to listen to running, because when you're running, you really need some good music or else you're not going to be motivated. And I was looking on this thing, and there was this part of Spotify where you can literally run at the pace, and they'll time your pace and they'll pick songs for you from the pace of the music to like what you like. And they'll put it together and get you a whole running playlist. And I remember I was running, and then this song came on. I remember it was Ultimate, the song Ultimate that was in Freaky Friday. And it came on, and I just turned up the speed on the treadmill, and I started booking it. And I, like, just started running and running just because all of, like, a good song choice. So I highly recommend Spotify. And then Tinder, if you do not know what Tinder is yet, good for you. You shouldn't know what Tinder is, because personally, I think Tinder's absolutely disgusting. It is basically an app where you can basically look at someone's picture and decide if they are worthy of knowing you or not. You look at, you put upload pictures to your profile, and then you swipe right or left. You swipe right, I think. I'm not 100% sure because I don't have one, but you swipe right if you are decline them, and then if you swipe left, then you want to talk to them more. And if they swipe left on you too, then they also found you attractive and they want to talk to you more. So it's basically like a hookup site, but not really. I don't know. It's, you're basically just going off of physical appearances instead of like trying to just chat with somebody. You get, like, you look at them physically and then you decide if you want to chat with them. So Spotify and Tinder have teamed up to make it a little easier to find love, they said. Starting today, Tinder users can pick their favorite songs to display on their profile, with or without a Spotify account, users can preview that song. So for those that do have a Spotify account, they can sync their account, Spotify account, and you can add your favorite artist to your profile to see who shares your taste. So basically, this could be a really good idea, because I know when I'm at a party or a social event and like this song comes on that I really like, and it's just a really good song, and I love it, and I see someone across the room who's vibing with that same song, and we're both screaming the words, and we're both looking at each other. We're like, this song's great. You're great. I'm great. Let's be great together. And you could literally meet somebody off of just one song, and then you could vibe with them the whole night. So that's cool. And or it could go terribly wrong for you, and you could meet somebody off Tinder and only based on the song choice. So that's all you know about them is the one song you like. That's your only common interest with this person. So that could either be really good for you or really bad, depending on what the artist is, actually, I think. I don't know. It's your taste. Whatever floats your boat. Oh, also another side note is that you can get a discount on Spotify if you are a college student. So I highly recommend getting a Spotify account. All right, now I'm gonna go deeper into why I think personally Tinder is a terrible idea. So these are just some stories. Well, actually some success stories too, because some people have had a relationship off Tinder, but the best and worst date stories of Tinder I've found for you. So this is a chat. The guy goes, "Hi Camilla, I just got out of prison and my parents changed the locks so could really use a place to stay. You're cute, by the way." For me, that sounds like a great guy. I would absolutely never want to talk to him. That just sounds creepy altogether. I don't know why someone would start off a conversation with, "Hey, I just got out of prison." Like, that's not something that would interest me whatsoever. Here's another one. "Hey, Bella, that's an interesting tattoo you have. I hope you have a nice day. Do you have plans for the weekend?" She didn't respond. And then he says again, "Do you need financial aid?" Legit, do you need financial aid? So he goes off with, "Do you want to hang out too? I will pay for your college." First of all, yes, if I were a girl, I'd be like, yes, I do need financial aid, but no, I'm not willing to sell myself to you for the price of that. Anyway, all right, here's another Tinder story. It's a girl called Val. She said, "We talked and he told me that he was a psychology minor until he starts grilling me about my experiences and legit psychoanalyzing me. He whips out a notebook too. His assertion, he asserts my personality type and determines I'm an OCD hypersensitive." Nice. "We're about to leave. I try to order an Uber and he takes my phone. I finally wrestle it from him, pretend to slap him on the arm, and he takes my Uber. And then he stares at me, stares at the driver, and then audibly says that he doesn't trust the driver to be careful." Never talk to him again after that. So if you want to get psychoanalyzed, that's also a good thing for Tinder if you want to use that. All right, the next thing I have for you guys is that I just found that the folks behind Pokemon just detailed Nintendo's next console. So for those of you who don't know Pokemon Go, you really have not been keeping up with it, because Pokemon Go has literally been everywhere and it's been such a big part of our culture lately. I literally remember going by a sign on the freeway and seeing a sign on the freeway that says Pokemon Go is a no-go on the freeway. People have literally gone out of their way just to find these creatures. And now Nintendo is coming out with a new console. I remember I had a Nintendo when I was a little kid, like in a Nintendo DS. And I used to take it everywhere I went. I had all these games. I had the game where you had a virtual pet and you had to take care of it. And then I had the game where Super Mario Bros., where I literally played with my brother every day because that was my life. Nintendo DS was my childhood. And now Nintendo is coming out with a console that can be remote handheld device, and it could be a home console as well. So these rumors have been going around, and now that they're saying that a new game is coming out with Pokemon. So basically, our media stage in this century is developing like crazy. We have new Pokemon games coming out, and we have new social media things happening with Spotify and Tinder. And I remember, it's crazy to think that like a century ago, like people wouldn't, they would go up and just talk to people. If they wanted to get to know somebody, they wouldn't have to go on their social media site, find them on this or find them on that social media site. And it's just crazy how different it is, how people have changed in social interaction over the time. My brother actually called me the other day and he said, oh, first of all, my brother never calls me, so this is a very big deal in the first place. He's like, can we talk? And I said, absolutely, of course, because you know when you talk to, usually when you talk to your siblings, you're talking to your parents first, and then your mom hands off the phone like, hey, can you talk to your brother? And they're like, okay, fine. You say, hey, I love you. I hope you're doing great. And then it goes off. But this time, my brother, big deal, guys, called me, and he said, I need to ask you a question. And I was like, this is big. I have no idea what it is, but this is big. And so he goes, there's this girl in my humanities class. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah. And he goes, how do I ask her out on a date? This, and my brother is very shy, but he is 17 years old and he doesn't know how to ask a girl on a date. And I literally just didn't know, because usually like people meet each other on social media and like, oh, like let's hang out. But he actually wanted to like ask her out in person, which I thought was so, so cool. And I was like, okay, so tell me about her. And he's like, oh, this is her name and she has black hair and she's super pretty and I really want to take her out on a date. And I said, all right, so just ask her. Like, I don't know why you're so nervous. Like, I think she'd be down. And so then he called me last Friday. He's like, I asked her on a date and I was like, in person? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's just so great, because I can't remember the last time like a guy actually asked me out in person. It's more like on the phone or like, hey, like let's meet up. And I thought that was so cool of my brother to do that. So with that social media rant, I'm gonna go on another break. You're listening to Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in.
Girl, improvise. Look me in my eyes and lie to me. Lie to me. could be us. So back to what I was saying. This could be us, what you playing? This could be us, what you playing? I'm hard, I don't sound crazy. What the lyrics were saying? This could be us, what you playing? Tracy McGrady. Before that girl touched anything, she gotta say please.
Say please.
And I know they really wish we would all till we fall. I'm the big bad wolf, is a full moon, y'all. Talk the money in the egg, girl. Watch how your dreams hit the floor. Wait till I get the buzz off this drug. Damn, girl, you way too fine for a local club.
We're back. You're tuning in to Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake on radio.dominican.edu. All right, so I basically went over Where's the Beef in the world. Now I'm going to go over Where's the Beef at Dominican. So recently at Dominican, we just had a college debate where we had delegates from all over the country, from different colleges, come in and discuss different debate topics for the presidential election. And I thought this was a super cool idea, but there were some things that I didn't really know what was happening or why we were doing certain things. And the way they like broadcasted it to the school, they said, hey, we're having a college debate, come. So I didn't really know what that entailed. I didn't know, like, I just assumed people were gonna be debating and we were just gonna see like different people, like students, like go at it. And I thought we would get a chance to jump in maybe and give our opinion. But the way they advertised it was just come to this college debate where that's it. And so there were flyers all over campus. There, I saw it a bunch over social media. I got a bunch and bunch of emails. But it just said college debate. I didn't really know anything about it because I didn't really look in deeper into it. But no one else knew what it was about either. So I show up for one of my classes. And I get there and I sit down. And then we have all, then everyone's like, quiet, quiet. And because there were news stations that were filming, which I didn't know it was going to be broadcasted, which is makes it an even bigger deal. And so we sit down, lights turn off. All these students walk in from behind the doors. They walk down the aisles. They get up on stage and they sit down. Each of them were representing their different schools, like Notre Dame, Brown, etc. And they were all just wearing their schools. And some were dressed really nice. And some were just kind of frumpy looking. Didn't really look like it was professional as some of the other people on there did. And so this woman came out and she basically described what was going to be happening. And she said, we're going to answer some questions. And we're going to have three students provide the questions. And then these college delegates are going to raise like the questions, which one they want answered. So they brought there were five sections. The first one was, I think there was finance, education, immigration. And I can't remember the last two, but if I will, I'll put them in later. So the first three people came up and they just said their question. And then the students raised their paddle in the on stage and they didn't know. And so then we like chose the question that they wanted to answer and then we went through the next topic. What I thought was I didn't know that this was going to be like we weren't going to be involved at all. We were just watching them pick questions. I thought there were actually going to be a debate and people were actually going to get at each other's throats and it was going to be a little bit more exciting. But we really weren't involved at all. And there wasn't really a sure way of counting the votes. They just looked at the votes and said, okay, I think question three wins, or okay, question two it is. It was just a visual count. So there was no accuracy, really. Also, in one of my mass media classes, they talked about how they were going to use an app to incorporate the people in the audience and how they, like if they could choose to vote on a topic. And I thought that would have been a great idea. I don't know why they didn't incorporate that, because I felt some of the students, I know I personally felt that we were just sitting around and like waiting for like this to be over because we weren't doing anything by being there except listening. And there was nothing that really gave us incentive to be there. So I definitely think they could have done a better job covering it for how big a deal this actually was and how like how honored like Dominican was to be hosting it. They should have made it way more like a big deal and had like a reception afterwards or something. There just needed to be something more there. Also, the biggest thing that just happened at Dominican was there was a wish granted, part of Make-A-Wish Foundation, to a young boy named Alicia, who was 4 years old and he had cerebral palsy. And his wish was to go to Hawaii, a Disney hotel in Hawaii. And we, as Dominican, granted that wish to him this Sunday. And I'm also part of PSEC, and so we had to get there early to help set up. And it was such a long morning getting everything set up. I was in charge of streamers and decorating the gym. And it was so hot outside, and we had to decorate the outside too. We were there from like 10 till 4, just getting everything set up and all the decorations. And it took a long, long time to get everything perfect. And I didn't even get to see the whole thing because I was helping set up. But the part I didn't get to see anything until the little boy walked in. And when he walked in, he had these Mickey Mouse ears on, just the biggest smile. And he just felt so special. We were all just cheering him on and just like, we're here for you. Like, we're here to grant your wish and just to make your day. And he just looked like the happiest kid ever. And it was so hot outside. And like the decorating took forever. And then the cleanup afterwards took forever. But it was honestly so worth it to see this little boy's face. And to see like everything that the things that he has to struggle with that nobody else will have to is just amazing. And I'm really happy we granted his wish. So that was really cool to see that Dominican was part of that. Also in Dominican news, It has, our school, Dominican, has just been named a College of Distinction for the 2016-2017 academic year. Dominican University of California was selected as a College of Distinction for this academic year in recognition of outstanding student engagement, quality teaching, a vibrant campus community, and the success of the graduates. This is huge because not many people know what Dominican is. I know when I was a senior in high school, people would be like, oh, where are you going to college? And I would say, oh, Dominican, I'm going to play volleyball there. And they're like, oh, in the Dominican Republic. And you're like, no, for the 80th time, we're not in the Dominican Republic. We are in Dominican University of California at San Rafael. And so this is so awesome to have this award just to bring more attention to our school. We got more attention with this. We got more attention with the college debate and with Make-A-Wish. We're really starting to make a name for ourselves, and I'm so happy to be a part of that here. Also, to be a part of it on the volleyball team, we're making big strides, and I'm really excited for this season and all that it has to offer. Also, just a reminder that Penguin Radio is broadcasting the game this Friday and Saturday. The game on Friday is at 3, and the game on Friday is at 3. So tune in to radio.dominican.edu. We're going to go on a quick break. Thanks for listening to Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake.
I want to walk to the edge of the earth, scream your name till the fire is gone. Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back with Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Beefcake with Where's the Beef? I've had a couple listeners ask me a couple questions. First, about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and their breakup and what's going to happen to the kids. That is a great question. What I've found from my research is that all I know now is that Angelina Jolie is trying to get full physical custody of the six kids, and Brad would get visitation rights. As of now, that's all that's up there. And then the second question that I got was, what is PSAC? PSAC is basically an athlete student council where we come together and put on a bunch of events and just try to make the school more active and involved and more fun for everybody. The things that we put on were the things like Make-A-Wish. We do things like Mr. Penguin, and Mr. Penguin is our male beauty competition. And we also do our next big event is Midnight Mayhem, where all the athletes come together to do a dance, and they each team gives each other a different topic or idea that you have to go off of. So I know that volleyball this year has given basketball Sound of Music, so that should be very interesting. Volleyball we have Straight out of Compton, so that should be very interesting to watch. Here with me currently I have DJ Rodeo. So tell me a little bit about your experience, your previous radio show.
Yeah. Hey, guys. This is DJ Rodeo on Penguin Radio. Nice to be back. It's been a while, so I like being in the station with all the DJs. I had a show my freshman year, which was Country 101, and it was a little bit about country artists, country music, country festivals, what to wear to a country concert, country apparel. So it was everything country. Do you think I like country?
Yeah,
absolutely. And so that was super fun. And then last year I had Country 102 with DJ Haas. Some of you may know her. She graduated this year. And Country 102 is basically one step up from Country 101. So it's basically the same thing. But DJ Haas talked about a little bit of older country and older artists. We talked about like older recipes in the country and whatnot. So that was super fun. And it's awesome to have another DJ to do a show with. She was so knowledgeable, and talking about country, talking about what we love was awesome. So that was super cool. And I also do a little bit of broadcasting for our sports here at Dominican. So some of the DJs, they're so interested in doing this and working with sports. And I did a little bit of basketball last year. Some of you may have heard my voice. It may have sounded a little silly, a little female on the sidelines reporting. But this is what I love, and this is what I want to do. And I did a little bit of basketball right here on Penguin Radio, and this year I'm doing soccer. So we have games this week and weekend, soccer broadcast for women and men at 11 and 1:30 on Thursday, so check those out. I won't be on Thursday, but maybe Saturday, but you can definitely hear our other DJs. They sound awesome, and they're super fun to listen to. Our soccer teams are going to be good this year. Put some goals in the back of the net. So, yeah, very exciting stuff this year on Penguin Radio. And tell me more about your show. I'm super excited for you. This is such good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, too. So this is my first radio show. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm so happy to have you here. Basically, I mean, this is radio show is going to be all things beefy. So whatever that I think that I want to share with you that I find interesting and then put my opinion on it, get some controversial opinions out there. So just basically anything that I think that is important and I think you guys should know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited for all the DJ shows this year. They all sound super exciting.
Yes.
And you guys are going to do great on the radio. I'm sure our listeners are super stoked to listen to all. There's such a variety of shows, and people they can talk about cooking, they can talk about sports, hobbies, vacations. That's like the good thing about radio, is that it's such a broad topic and such an awesome industry. And I think more women definitely need to go into this industry.
Absolutely.
We need to be heard everywhere, and it's a great opportunity. And so what did you like tell your parents, grandparents, friends?
Well,
you tell everyone
I
or what?
I actually told a few people. And I just texted my mom. I was like, Mom, don't listen to it. Because the story I told earlier about my brother asking a girl on the date, he didn't actually tell my mom. So if that happens and if she's listening, that could be really bad for me. So hopefully I have a few listeners, but hopefully not my mom.
Yeah, I was the same way. I actually told all my friends. I said, don't listen to me right away. Let me get into it. But that's the best part. Your first couple shows are the best to listen to because you're just getting into your groove. And so by the time my third show came on, my mom was texting me during it. And she was like, give me a shout out. Like, my grandpa was texting me. So it's super awesome. It's such a great experience. So you're on the volleyball team.
I am.
And you guys
are
having such a good season
so far. So good, yeah.
That's really good. And you're a middle blocker, right?
I am a middle blocker. Basically, what a middle blocker is I stand. I only play front row. And I block every ball. And I also hit the really quick fastballs. My job as a middle, number one job as a middle blocker is to always get holds for the outside. And what that means is that there's an outside hitter to the left of me and that the other middle blocker on the side holds with me so that the other hitter can have a one-on-one situation and we're more likely to get kills. My other job is just to be an intimidating presence on the court and just scream at everybody and everybody on my
hence your voice.
Yeah, that's why I sound like disgusting. And so yeah, that's basically my job and I love it.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 12 years old officially. Yeah,
that's awesome.
12 years old. Seems like a long time. And I didn't know the funny story is I didn't know I wanted to play college volleyball until I was like 13 and my uncle lives in the area and I was on a plane trip out here, and on the plane trip there was the Dominican volleyball team, and I didn't know what they were. And my mom was like, oh, this is my daughter. She plays volleyball. Talk to her.
Typical moms.
Like, typical mom, right? I'm 13. Like, I literally, 13. Like, I don't even know if I want to play college. And so I started talking to the coach. My mom started talking to the coach. And Coach Tamara at the time was like, come to the game. Like, you should totally come and watch. So I came to the game when I was 13. And then years later, I was still playing club volleyball. And I was at a tournament in Dallas or something, and the assistant coach was outside picking up, the assistant coach for Dominican was outside picking up trash, and again, ran into my mom, and my mom was like, oh, you're from Dominican, like, oh, that's so crazy, I met you, like, when my daughter was 13, and he was like, yeah, that's so crazy, and he came to watch my game, and they ended up being really interested, and that's actually how I got to Dominican in the first place.
That's awesome, I didn't even know that story,
yeah,
that's so
crazy.
Cool.
Small
oh my
world.
Gosh. And then you played club, right?
Yeah, I played club in Arizona. That's where I'm from. It's really hot. It's really hot here right now, actually, too.
Yeah, I played club. I don't know if you ever heard of Pac, or is it Pac? Yeah, Pac West.
Pac West. Are they from Southern California?
Yeah. Is that the... No, hold on. What was my club name? Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking on the name. You've heard of Club West?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what are their colors? Because I remember colors more.
Blue, red, and white.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
Club West, and then Pac Juniors.
Pac Juniors.
They were orange and navy blue.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, yeah, so I played for both of those clubs. I loved volleyball.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's super fun.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, go ahead. I'm going to sign off. Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for coming.
This is DJ Rodeo right here on Penguin Radio. I'm here with DJ Beefcake. And she's going to close out the show for you guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Come listen to us next Tuesday from 3 to 4 on penguinradio.radio.dominican.edu. Next, we have DJ Duncan for you. So make sure you tune in. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Get off.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.